So welcome to our third session of mindfulness. So before we start, just make sure that you are in a comfortable position. It's ideal if you are lying down, that you're warm, somewhere that you're not going to be disturbed, and somewhere where you can feel safe and comfortable and relaxed. So just get yourself into position, lying down, eyes closed, and just start the process of just trying to relax your mind, relax your body, relax your breathing, and just get yourself prepared to just start thinking about this for the next kind of 10 minutes or so. So I'm just going to think about the basics of mindfulness practice then. Mindfulness helps us put some space between ourselves and our reactions, breaking down our conditioned responses. So here's how we can tune into mindfulness throughout the day. So first of all, we need to set aside some time. So exactly what we're doing now, we've set aside some time to practice mindfulness. Secondly, we need to observe the present moment as it is. So the goal is simple. We're aiming to pay attention to the present moment, but without judgment. So we need to let any judgments roll by. So when we notice judgments arise during our practice, we can make a mental note of them and let them pass. We need to return to observing the present moment as it is. Our minds often get carried away in thought. That's why mindfulness is the practice of returning again and again to the present moment. Be kind to your wandering mind. Don't judge yourself for whatever thoughts crop up. Just practice recognizing when your mind has wandered off and gently bring it back. So mindfulness and meditation can be confused, and we do use meditation and mindfulness, but we're not aiming to empty our minds. Okay, I personally find that very difficult. Instead, we're aiming to focus our minds, and our number one aim is to stay in the present moment. So instead of letting our minds wander to things that have happened in the past or thinking about what might happen in the future, our aim is to stay present in the present moment. And like I said, it's not about emptying your mind, it's just about noticing your thoughts and then just letting them pass by. So we're going to start off by recapping mindful breathing. So we're going to start by breathing in and out slowly, and one breath cycle should last for approximately 6 seconds. So I'd like you to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, letting your breath flow effortlessly in and out of your body. So just keep that rhythm of breathing going, breathing in and out, in and out. Try to let go of your thoughts, let go of things you have to do later today or anything that needs your attention. Simply let thoughts rise and fall of their own accord and just be at one with your breath. Pay attention to your breath. Focus your sense of awareness on its path as it enters your body and as it leaves. So just really focusing your attention then on that breath, noticing how it feels as you breathe in through the nose and then how it feels as you breathe out through your mouth. So you might feel your chest rising and falling. You might be aware of your lungs filling with air. You might be aware of the air passing through your nose, passing through your mouth. So it's just paying close attention to that. And remember, mindful breathing is something that you can do anywhere at any time of the day. So it's a really useful one to have if you're feeling a little bit stressed or anxious, because you can always go back to focusing on your breath. So now we're going to talk about how we can build mindfulness into our day. So we're going to think of something called mindful awareness. So this exercise is designed to cultivate a heightened awareness and appreciation of simple daily tasks and the results they achieve. So I'd like you to think of something that happens every day more than once. So something you take for granted. So this might be something as simple as opening a door. So we're going to use the opening door example. So at the moment that you touch the doorknob or door handle to open the door, I'd like you to stop for a moment and be mindful of where you are, how you feel in that moment, and where the door will lead you. Or it could be the moment that you open your computer to start work. Okay, the moment that you pick up your phone, maybe. Anything that you do regularly and often that you maybe don't give a huge amount of thought to at the moment. But when you do that, take a moment to appreciate the hands that enable this process and the brain that allows you to understand how to do that, so how to use the computer, work your phone, and so on. We call these touch point cues, but they don't have to be physical ones. So it could be, for example, every time you think a negative thought, you might choose to take a moment to stop, label the thought as unhelpful, and release the negativity. So we have all sorts of unhelpful thinking habits. This might be what we call catastrophizing, where we think of the worst case scenario. It could be black and white thinking, where you don't allow for anything in between. It might be fortune telling, where you predict what's going to happen in the future. Okay, so those are all unhelpful thoughts. So you could use those as touch point cues. So when you think a negative thought, just take a moment, recognize it, label it as unhelpful, and then try to move on. It could be something to do with your senses. So it might be that every time you smell food, you take a moment to just stop and appreciate how lucky you are to have good food to eat and to share with your family and friends. You need to choose a touch point that resonates with you. And instead of going through your daily motions on autopilot, take occasional moments to stop and just bring that awareness of what you are doing and the blessings that these actions bring to your life. So your touch point cue could be anything. It could be brushing your teeth, it could be eating a meal, anything that you currently do more than once in a day and that you are probably doing on autopilot at the moment without really thinking. So it's just about bringing mindfulness into your life, like we might bring exercise into our life, okay, just to make our bodies and our minds that little bit healthier. Okay, so we're just going to focus on our breathing again for a second, just in case our minds have wandered. So just take your mind back to the breath, making sure that you're taking a nice deep breath in through the nose and then out through the mouth. So breathing in through your nose, out through the mouth. Okay, so many people I talk to lately have been telling me that they are having trouble sleeping, and that when they try to go to bed at night, that's when all the kind of thoughts come into their heads and their minds start to race. Okay, like I said, I personally find it very difficult to empty my mind, so I'm not going to ask you to try to empty your mind, but instead we're going to replace those negative thoughts with some positive thinking. So this is an exercise called a gratitude moment. So we're going to practice a gratitude moment now, but it's something that I'd like you to have a go at tonight when you are trying to get to sleep. So I would like you to ideally think of five things. It doesn't have to be five, but if you can. So five things, five people, anything that you are grateful for today. So that could be something unique to today. So it might be a moment that's happened. It could be somebody you're grateful for every day. So it could be somebody in your life that you're grateful for. It could be a pet that brings you joy. It could be a kind word that somebody said to you today, or an action. Anything that has made you feel happy, made you feel loved and cared for today. And I just want you to take a moment to just feel grateful for those things. So in your own head, just thinking of five things or people or events or actions that you're grateful for today. And just remembering how those people or those events made you feel. So remembering the positive feelings. If it's a person that you're feeling grateful for, remember how you feel when you're in their company. It might be a place that you're grateful for, so it might be a place that you escape to. So you might want to take a moment to think about how you feel when you're there. It might be that somebody was really kind to you today, so you might want to relive that moment and remember how you felt. It doesn't matter what the things are that you are grateful for, but when we stop and pay attention to it, I'm sure we can all think of things that have just made our day that little bit brighter. And by focusing your mind on these positive things, it's just stopping that negativity from taking over, especially at a time when you're trying to relax and calm and soothe your brain. So just spend another moment just breathing and thinking about your gratitude moment. Okay, a second mindfulness technique that you can use if you are struggling to sleep or if you're feeling stressed during the day is to take yourself to your happy place. So I want you to think of somewhere where you are at your happiest. So this could be a room in your house, it could be a place you walk to, a place you visit, it might be somewhere you go on holiday, it can be anything, it will be very personal to you. But I would like you to just, with your eyes closed, really think about that place. Thinking about it in detail. So imagine that you're there, connecting with your senses and thinking about the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, touches that you would feel if you were there. So for example, if your happy place is by the sea, you might imagine the sound of the seagulls and the waves coming in. You might imagine the smell of the sea and the fish and chips, maybe. You might imagine the warmth of the sun on your skin and on your face. So it's really using our senses to connect with that place. And just remind ourselves how we feel when we're there. And try to bring that feeling of peace and calm and contentment to where we are now. That's another useful technique for bedtime. If you're struggling to sleep, if your mind is racing and thinking about all sorts of negative things, instead think about your happy place and really, really picture it in detail. Using all your senses, using your memories, and just imagine yourself there and picture yourself feeling calm and happy and warm and safe in your happy place. Okay, we're just going to take a moment to just check in with our bodies and how we're feeling physically in this session, just by doing a body scan. So I'd like you to imagine a scanner starting from your toes and just working slowly up your body, and as it passes each part of your body, just checking to see if there's any tension, any discomfort, and just trying to relax each part of the body as it goes. So for example, as you go past your ankles, you might just let your ankles fall out to the side. As you go up to your legs, you might realise that you're holding some tension there. It might be that you've got your fingers clenched as fists, so just let those go, give them a bit of a wiggle. A lot of us hold tension in our jaw, so you might be clenching your teeth. We hold it in our shoulders, so we have our shoulders up by our ears when they should be down. You might have your tongue on the roof of your mouth. So it's just about paying attention to our bodies and just making sure each part is as relaxed and comfortable as it can be, which is another useful technique you can use at bedtime. If you do notice any discomfort or any tension, try to relax it. You might need to try a different position, possibly, just to make yourself as comfortable as you can. So we're going to start to bring the session to a close soon, but I'd like you to just think back over the things that I've asked you to do during the session. So remember, we talked about mindful awareness. So that is choosing something that you do every day, for example, opening a door, eating, brushing your teeth, okay, and using that as a trigger to practice mindfulness. We also talked about having a gratitude moment, so thinking about five things that you're grateful for every day. And then we also talked about visiting our happy place. So choosing somewhere that we always feel safe and calm and visiting that place in our mind. Now, as we come to the end of the session, I don't want you to make any sudden movements. So hopefully you're feeling nice and relaxed and calm. But just start to bring a little bit of movement back into your body. So just moving anything that might feel uncomfortable. Possibly just wriggling fingers and toes. You might want to stretch and yawn. You might want to let your chin fall down to your chest. Or let your neck roll from side to side. Anything that feels comfortable. Anything that feels like a nice stretch. And when you're ready, but without moving, just let your eyes open and just start to adjust to the light. Just let your eyes fall on things around the room and get used to the gentle light. But we're not rushing to move, and we're hopefully still keeping that slow, steady breathing going. So when you feel comfortable and in your own time and pace, you'd like to just sit up and be ready to carry on with your day. I hope you've enjoyed the session. Thank you.